is Thursday, April 8th. What to know about the new gun regulations President Biden is expected to announce today and the reaction to them already. Also, an update about AstraZeneca's vaccine. It's not here in the U.S. yet, but it's the most widely used COVID vaccine in the world, and it's facing another setback. Plus, we'll tell you what caused Tiger Woods to crash his SUV, Uber's version of a stimulus plan, and the iPhone update coming that impacts who can track you online. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, President Biden is expected to announce his first major action on gun reform since taking office. First, White House officials say he'll nominate a gun safety advocate to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, better known as ATF. Then President Biden is expected to announce executive actions that would put two new regulations in place later this year. One would require buyers of so-called ghost guns to get background checks. Those are handmade or self-assembled guns that don't have serial numbers. Some can be put together in as little as 30 minutes using kits and parts bought online. The second would target stabilizing braces for pistols, like the one used in a mass shooting at a Colorado grocery store last month. Those braces help make a pistol more stable and accurate. So the new rule would classify pistols with braces as short barrel rifles, meaning owners would need a federal license to carry them, and they'd have to go through a more thorough application process. The president is also expected to announce new investments in community violence intervention programs and more. One Biden administration official told reporters these steps are within the president's authority and they'll save lives. But already some top Republicans are slamming Biden over the new initiative, saying they go against the constitutional right to bear arms. For example, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy wrote on Twitter that Biden is, quote, soft on crime, but infringes on the rights of law-abiding citizens. Even still, officials are calling these proposals just initial steps, and the president will keep calling on Congress to take more action. Public health officials warned it would happen, and now it looks like it has. The COVID-19 strain first found in the UK is now the most common strain here in the US. Remember, studies have shown this variant is more contagious than the original one and also more deadly. Scientists say it's the reason Europe has been dealing with its big surge of infections that's led to new lockdowns in many countries. But the U.S. might be in better shape because right now, vaccines are going out to an average of about 3 million Americans daily. Doctors and scientists say the shots should work against both the new strain and the original strain of this coronavirus. Still, federal health officials say it's important to keep our guards up, wear masks, and avoid crowds until even more of the American population is vaccinated. They're also tracking reports of new COVID clusters coming from daycare centers and youth sports. So they say more testing may be needed for those activities. And by the way, Hawaii and Oregon have now moved up their timelines for vaccine eligibility, meaning all 50 states in the U.S. will allow all adults to make vaccine appointments by April 19th. It's another setback for the most widely used COVID-19 vaccine in the world. Europe's drug regulator now says it's confirmed a possible link between AstraZeneca shots and rare blood clotting. Remember, this vaccine is not on the market here in the U.S. yet, but it is in more than 100 other countries. The EU regulator says the small blood clot risk should be listed as a possible side effect, but that the benefits of the vaccine still outweigh the risks. So far, the blood clots seem to be more common in women under the age of 60. So now in some countries where more than one vaccine is available, they're making the AstraZeneca shot preferential for seniors, and they're offering alternatives to younger people. Regulators say it's not totally necessary, though, since blood clots are only happening at the rate of about one in every 100,000 vaccines given. Instead, they say people should just know about the risks and pay attention to their bodies if they show signs of clotting, like shortness of breath, ongoing stomach pain, and leg swelling. Two southern states just approved landmark measures. Let's start with Kentucky. The governor there just signed a bill meant to expand voting access. It got an overwhelming show of support from both parties in the state's legislature. It gives voters in Kentucky 3 extra days to vote early, an online portal for registering absentee ballots, and more polling places. It comes at a time when other states have been announcing new voting regulations, including Georgia, Arizona, and Texas. Kentucky's governor said, quote, while some states have stepped in a different direction, I'm really proud of Kentucky. That said, the Lexington Herald Leader reports Kentucky already has some of the most restrictive voting laws in the country, even with this new expansion. Another state making headlines by passing a new law this week, Virginia. It just became the first southern state to legalize recreational marijuana. It makes it legal for adults in the state to have up to an ounce of weed or grow up to four plants starting this July. Though commercial marijuana shops will not be allowed to start selling it for almost 3 years. All right, we have much more news still ahead, but this episode is made free to you thanks to our sponsor, Lightstream. If you're looking for a way to save extra money, Lightstream offers a good way to start paying less interest on your credit card balances. In fact, Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. That's much lower than the average credit card interest rate of more than 18% APR. Plus, there are no fees. So if this sounds like something that might be a good fit for your situation, learn more. And you can apply to get a special interest rate discount and save even more, all at lightstream.com/newsworthy. You do have to go to lightstream.com/newsworthy to get the discount. That's light, L-I-G-H-T, stream, S-T-R-E-A-M, lightstream.com/newsworthy. This is all subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. You can go to lightstream.com/newsworthy for more information. Okay, now back to the news. It turns out Tiger Woods was driving nearly twice the legal speed limit when he crashed his SUV back in February and got seriously hurt. The Los Angeles County Sheriff explained that Woods was driving about 85 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone when he lost control. Woods apparently does not remember what happened, but investigators say it seems he accidentally slammed on the accelerator instead of the brake. Still, they say Woods did not appear to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol at the time of the crash, and he was wearing his seatbelt. Authorities also say Woods will not be charged or face any citations since there were no witnesses who saw the crash happen. Remember, Woods broke bones in his leg and did have to have surgery. He took to Twitter yesterday to thank the emergency responders and Good Samaritans who rushed to help him after the crash. And he added that he's continuing to focus on his recovery. Rideshare companies are now having a hard time getting enough drivers to keep up with demand. So Uber and Lyft plan to spend some extra money to entice people to work for them. Uber announced it plans to reinvest in its drivers, old and new, by shelling out $250 million in what it calls a one-time stimulus package to increase drivers' earnings. However, the statement did not go into detail yet about how much money each Uber driver could get or when. Meanwhile, Lyft is apparently offering $800 bonuses to drivers who return to the app, giving extra cash to drivers when their trips take longer than 9 minutes and more. The Financial Times says the issue is a lot of drivers found other ways to make money since fewer people were using ride-sharing services during the pandemic. But now it looks like things are picking back up as more offices and entertainment venues reopen and people get vaccinated. Apple has a new feature meant to help protect its customers' online privacy. It's called App Tracking Transparency, and it's supposed to come out in the next iOS update. It will change current rules that let apps track your online activity, like taking note of which websites you visit. Advertisers use that type of information to try to sell you things, but iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV users will soon have more control over this. Going forward, each app will have to send you a notification asking for permission to keep tabs on which sites you scroll through. Apple users will be able to turn this tracking on and off by going to the tracking menu on their phone. Not everyone is on board with this change, though. Facebook has warned that small businesses rely on this type of tracking to plan ad campaigns and serve relevant ads to people. Either way, Apple's software update is expected to come out later this spring. Do you have a great idea that could make face masks more comfortable? If so, the government wants to pay you tens of thousands of dollars for it. The Health and Human Services Department is holding a contest to find new designs that are both effective at guarding against COVID-19 and also comfortable enough that people won't mind wearing them. During the first round, judges will pick their top 10 favorites, and those 10 designers will split $100,000. For the second phase, the designers will be asked to actually build prototypes and demonstrate how their masks could be manufactured on a larger scale. The top five winners will split a $400,000 grand prize, and then they'll get access to government labs to finish developing their mask designs. The contest is going on right now. You have until April 21st to submit your idea. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today's Thing to Know is about how China has become the first country in the world with its own government-regulated cryptocurrency. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Native. Self-care is a two-way street. There's you and there's the products you use. And that's why you deserve a brand that puts the same care into their products that you put into yourself, like Native. If you've been listening for a while, then you know I love Native deodorant. It's the only one I use, and I've tried a bunch of their scents, and I'm a fan of all of them. I also love that they have rotating seasonal scents, so you'll never get bored. Or just go with unscented if that's what you prefer. They have lots of options. And no matter what, Native cares about what you put on your armpits. That's why their deodorant's ingredients list include things you've actually heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. Plus, Native is risk-free to try. Every product comes with free shipping within the U.S. and free 30-day returns and exchanges. So make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy at checkout, and it will get you 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy at checkout for 20% off your first order. Now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Cryptocurrencies are quickly becoming more mainstream. Business Insider reports more than 100 million people around the world now hold some form of digital currency like Bitcoin. And now at least one foreign government is hopping on the trend. The Chinese government has launched its own cryptocurrency. The system is still in a trial period, though. About 100,000 people in China have been testing the electronic system already. Bankers and other analysts say China is hoping to digitize all of its money eventually. They'd access the money on smartphones or on cards, just like traditional money. But unlike traditional money, this system is not tied to coins or bills. It's just computer code. As the Wall Street Journal reports, China's central bank can regulate the currency and avoid the volatility often associated with digital money. It might also mean speeding relief to disaster victims or easily flagging criminal activity. But the downside is users are sacrificing privacy. A state-owned cryptocurrency means the government can track how its citizens are spending money, and the money itself can be programmed. So China has tested the idea of adding expiration dates, for example, to encourage people to spend quickly when the economy needs a jumpstart. By the way, other centralized banks around the world have been looking into cryptocurrencies as well, like in Japan, the UK, Sweden, and Switzerland. Here in the US, the Federal Reserve has been looking into cryptocurrencies too, but CNBC reports officials are in no hurry to follow China's lead. And that's your thing to know today. All right, thank you so much for tuning in today. If you aren't already, be sure you're following The Newsworthy in your podcast app. It's free and it will help make sure you never miss a new episode. We'll be back tomorrow with more news to know. Until then, have a great day.